Mags.
Welcome back to the hot box. Not quite so hot today.
No, it's great. It's a great rainy day. I'm fucking loving the weather.
Yeah, man.
I would not shit you, Michael.
I'm loving weather that's not 40 degrees as well.
It's good. It's good to sit in here and just have a leisurely conversation and not sweat through every freaking pore of my body.
Yeah.
Last time I got up, there was a patch underneath my, what do you call this, a breast that was just sweaty.
I would call it a breast.
A, B, cup. It needs support.
It's titty sweat. Yeah, titty sweat. Yeah, fair call. Yeah, man, we all get titty sweat.
Okay.
Especially in this room.
It does. This is the titty sweat room. That's what we're going to call it now.
It's officially autumn, so it's cooled down really. And it's for someone that doesn't have air conditioning, it's just... Oh,
so you can put that off till next year?
No,
Year's Michael's problem?
It's the opposite of what I do. I have to get it done before next year.
Okay.
Because with the global warming and stuff, and you know that summer starts when it's like midway through spring.
Yeah, it's crazy.
You're bloody hitting the 40s before it's even halfway over.
Oh, man. Climate change is here and here to stay.
Yeah.
And it's determining the temperature in this room.
Yes, which is quite nice at the moment. Linz, let's talk.
Okay.
Let's talk.
What are we talking about?
What are we talking about, Linz?
Okay.
What are we talking
about? I'll start us off. I've called this thing Snitch. I'm in a lazy loop.
A lazy loop?
In a lazy loop. Double loop. Double helix of a loop.
Okay. The double helix isn't a loop, but okay. Yeah.
So, this is going to be a long story, but every week I stay at my girlfriend's house in Rhodes.
Right.
Okay. And I have to take a bag. And
I've been there.
I pack a bag every week.
Yep.
For the last 3 weeks, I haven't unpacked the bag. And there's been some dirty stuff and some clean stuff in there. And now...
You've kept it in there for a week and not unpacked it.
3 weeks.
3 weeks?
3 weeks. I've just added to it and then taken stuff out. So it's still there.
Right, okay.
But it's kind of like there's various quantities. I woke up this morning and realized I had to stay at her house. I'm like, fuck. I only brought this one set of clothing.
Uh-huh.
And so I've had to sleep in this and go to work in this again.
Oh, that's not you. You're going to work in it?
Yeah.
You're going to work in it?
I have to work in my work clothes for 2 days. Those things happen. Those things happen sometimes.
Oh, I mean, I double up in work clothes, but not on consecutive days. Otherwise, people start being like, does this guy have any other clothes?
Well, hang on. I wear my pants every single day. Work pants. Do you double up on the work pants?
Wait, you wear your work pants every single day?
For 5 days.
Really?
Yeah.
Man, I wear mine for 2 max.
Oh no.
I mean, maybe...
What have I been doing?
I don't know what you've been doing. Maybe you get a lot less shit on your pants than I do, but... Yeah, maybe...
Do I stink when I come here?
Well, mate, you don't smell like a rose at any point in your life, so...
Oh, okay, fair enough. Anyway, turns out, I've set my girlfriend's tonight, but luckily, I was too lazy to pack a bag last night. But previous lazy Lindsay has already packed that bag... Because I didn't unpack from the car.
Right. Okay.
So now, you know how people say be productive?
Yeah.
Stay on top of things. I'm saying no. Be lazy because your previous self will take care of that.
So past Lindsay
has been so lazy that he hasn't unpacked his bag.
Right.
But now current Lindsay, present Lindsay, is ahead.
So the bag that is packed... Is already worn clothes though, right?
No, some of them.
Only once. Okay.
So right. I'm like, I'm ahead. And I feel like the laziness factor keeps going. I'm like, yes.
I mean, if you were more productive, they could be cleaner clothes, correct?
Yes, that could be correct.
So there's also another level above this, which is actually more productive instead of being lazy productive and just hoping by chance that your past self has put you in a good predicament.
It's worked for 30 years. I've been hoping against her.
Well.
I'm doing okay. I'm like, yeah, I'm getting by.
It has done damn well for you. Man, actually, speaking of chance, let's talk Catan, Linz.
Catan.
Let's talk Catan.
Okay, Settlers of Catan.
Yeah.
Tell me the tales of Settlers of Catan.
Okay, so it's a board game, right?
Yeah.
I'm sure people know of this. Anyone around our age, I reckon younger, maybe older, probably heard of it. It's like the new board game.
It's not the
Monopoly of today.
Oh, yeah, okay. We'll say that. It got Board Game of the Year in 2004, I believe.
2004?
Yeah.
That's been around for a while.
It's been around for 14 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man. Well, anyway, so I've, for the majority of my life, every time, and because a lot of our friends play it.
Yeah.
Every time someone has cracked out Catan, I've been like, get me the fuck out of here. Because this is the last place I want to be.
You hate board games.
I do. Like, okay, so I don't hate board games. I hate strategy board games like that, where it's all numbers and it's all money.
Okay, so you're down for a bit of Sorry, Trouble, Hungry Hippos, that kind of stuff.
Not even that. Like, I like trivia stuff. I like word games, you know?
Like Boulder Dash.
Yeah, sure, Boulder Dash. Trivial Pursuit, Pictionary.
What's the one with the big letter dice on it? Scribble.
Oh, Scattergories.
Scattergories, yes.
Yeah, I like Scattergories. That's good fun. I like that. But these fucking dice games and all this, nah, couldn't deal with that. Until now, Lens.
Okay.
I've become a convert of Catan. I really enjoy it.
Okay, you are the settler of Catan.
I've settled.
You are the robber on that board.
I have settled on Catan as a game to play. And I played it the other night against 5 other people, got the expansion pack.
Nice.
And I won.
You won!
I bloody well won.
Was your girlfriend also one of those people?
No, she was on the side, but...
Oh, there we go!
No, she wasn't helping
me out.
There
we go!
She wasn't helping me out.
See, you were a puppet and she won.
She was...
That's what's happened.
It's only partly the truth. Okay. the crap thing is, though...
Okay.
The only time I have won against her, because she is a very big fan of Catan as well.
Yeah.
She's only recently played it, like in the past year.
Yeah.
The only time I've won is when you've been here. I think you're my lucky charm.
Oh.
Because you were here, right?
Yeah, I was here.
Like, that happened, right?
I don't remember it.
Don't you do this to me! I need this!
It's the only time I can't remember. I didn't win, so I didn't care.
Some bullshit here.
I was whatever.
I haven't even come close to winning since then. Like... There was one, it seemed to get to the point, because we were playing maybe 2 or 3 games a day for a while there.
Okay.
Like, we'd get home from work and be like, let's do some Catan.
So after dinner, Catan time.
And for some reason, you'd think I'd get better at it as I go, but I seem to be getting worse. Like, she seemed to be beating me quicker
Okay, maybe you're not getting worse. Maybe she's just getting better and better.
Yeah.
Maybe that's it.
I should be getting better as well.
Whoa.
This is shit.
Your learning trajectory isn't as good. She can just, her mind is
too quick.
It's really quick.
It's too
fucking complex.
Quick. Yeah.
We are simple men who work with simple ideas.
But the thing is, you're quite good at Catan yourself.
Oh.
You're better than me, that's for sure.
Okay.
So
I don't know. I wouldn't put me in that category. I think I market myself as good at things, but when it comes to reality, I don't know if I'm that great.
For the longest time, because I never played video games that much, I thought you were really good at Halo because you spoke about it so much.
Yeah.
Until I spoke to a couple of people you played with, and he's like, "Linz is actually kind of shit at it." All this time, he's been fucking lying to your face. I mean, to be fair, you didn't really say you were good at it.
I just enjoy the game and the company.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm never good. Never good at anything.
You spoke about it so much. I just assumed Linz was quite a good player at Halo.
No,
and you're not. You're just not at all.
I'm gonna be honest. I've been playing Pokemon Go for the last few months.
Yeah.
I'm really shit at it.
You know, this should be an open forum. Linz admitting that he's shit at games.
Someone told me. I was like, oh, can you? Someone signed in for me, and I'm like, hey, did you spin the stop for me? Rah, rah, rah. He goes, hey,
signing in for you. Well, sounds like someone's cheating here.
No, no one's cheating.
This sounds like cheating.
No, I got a mate.
Someone's trying to get ahead because he's shit at it.
I got a mate who goes out and gets 100s for me, and those are the like top level 100 Pokemon, level 100. I'm like, you see that shit, go get it for me. I'll log off, get it, I'll log back on.
How are you doing that without getting banned? Oh, you don't want to let you know your secrets. All right, I see how it is.
No, it's fair.
But just as long as we know that this is illegitimate. Wins.
It's not illegitimate. It's a boys' club, and boys look out for boys. If I see 100, I'll sign them in and try and get it. I was in Dubai, and I was trying to catch like a reef
drop,
Pokemon.
Drop that you're in Dubai.
I was visiting my brother. I'm not rich.
I like you putting that out there. Oh, it's funny.
Okay. Yeah. So, is it time to move on to movie time?
No. I still have...
Oh!
Okay, so should we say traditionally we do the movie at the end of the podcast?
Yes, that's true. Okay.
So, I actually have something up my sleeve.
Okay, here we go.
But before we go into that, just with the Catan thing, just quickly back to Catan.
Okay.
Can you train me? Can you be my Mr. Miyagi? Come on.
I took an apprentice many years ago. And it didn't end well.
Come on, Obi-Wan. Please, let me on the Jedi Council. Let's go. Can you?
I'm getting flashbacks.
The terrible winds of 2007.
Like, okay, Paul, you got this. And then the robber got him and it was all over.
Okay, be honest with me.
Yeah.
Is it because you don't want to get on Yana's bad side? Because I know a lot of people don't do stuff because that's a scary thing to do.
Well, I don't want that either because I have to live with that.
Yeah.
But then again, I don't have to live with her. You do.
That's true.
What if she finds out that I'm training you?
Well, you just don't fucking tell her.
Okay.
Lord knows she doesn't listen to the podcast, so we don't have to worry about that.
Okay. Okay.
I do have something up my sleeve. Look, Linz, because it was so popular in our last podcast, I think you remember what it was.
Linz. Oh, Simpsons Trivia.
It's another round of Simpsons Trivia.
Simpsons Trivia.
Just trying to... Yes.
It's something that's plastic. It's plastic, Snitch.
It's not plastic, it's glass.
No, it's plastic. This is totally plastic.
That's crystal glass.
Oh, it is.
Yeah. Anyway, okay, another round of Simpsons Trivia. So, look away from the screen.
Okay, I'm looking away from the screen.
We're going to do 8 questions where you complete the quote. Okay?
8? Wasn't it 5 last time?
Yeah, look.
I'll go complete the quote.
Yeah, well, that's what we did last time. You finished the quote.
Oh, okay, with the soundbite. Finish
the quote.
You're not going to read it out. The sound's going to play. No, you're going to read it out.
I'm going to read it out. It's okay. Just like last time.
Okay, I can't remember.
It wasn't that long ago.
It was 2 weeks ago. Okay, let's do it.
Okay. But there's going to be 3 bonus questions at the end as well. This is going to be a long one, all right?
Okay, so I can strap do this. In. Okay, let's do it. Okay. I'm looking away.
Lindsay's looking away from the screen. Here we go. All right, first quote. Here we go. You need to tell me the rest of the quote and who said it.
Okay.
First quote is, you tried your best and you failed miserably. The lesson is...
Homer Simpson said it.
Yeah, okay. But
never try.
Yeah! No! There we go. We've got another one on the board.
Yes!
Okay. Second one. Oh, man. Okay, sorry. Oh, man, you kissed a girl.
Oh. Can you say it again?
Okay. I'm so bad at impressions, so I'm going to try and do his voice. Oh, man, you kissed a girl.
That could be anyone.
That's the worst impression of the character that you've ever heard in your
life. I don't know. I'm going to put it down for a bad impression. I don't know who that is.
Yeah, okay. Well, I mean, if you just had the quote, it was, oh man, you kissed a girl. That's so gay. That's Jimbo talking to Lisa Simpson and Nelson Muntz when they kiss.
I thought it was that, but I haven't seen that episode that many times.
Jimbo,
that's a later episode. I demand season between 1 and 9.
That is definitely between seasons 1 and 9.
Whatever, keep it rolling.
Guaranteed. This is all Golden Age Simpsons. Don't worry about that.
Okay.
I'm not going to do anything outside of that shit. okay. Don't blame me. I voted for...
It's the alien. Homer says it.
But what's his name, though? Complete the quote.
So does it start with A?
No.
Does it start with H?
No. I can tell... I can tell you both of the aliens' names start with the same letter.
K. Cronus? Cronus?
Oh, you're so close.
I voted for Coog. Cougar?
Oh, man. No, I'm going to put you out in misery. It's Kodos.
Kodos!
Who said it?
Homer, when they're enslaved by the aliens.
Yeah, all right. Correct. I'll give you half a point for that.
Okay, half a point.
Okay.
So 1.5.
Here we go.
50%.
Next quote.
Okay.
Don't make me run.
I'm full of chocolate. Shiz. I don't know his name. It's the German exchange student. It's not Otto. That's a German name.
Ooh, that's very close.
I don't know the name. Sorry.
It's Uta.
Uta.
Uta. Uta. Or technically Uta Zorka is his last name.
Uta Zorka. There we go.
Half a point for that one.
Half a point. Okay.
So you've got a full point from those two. In America. Oh, no. Sorry. Here we go. Let me do the impression.
Okay.
In America, first you get the sugar.
Then you get the women. Then you get the money.
Correct!
Yes! Homer says it. Homer says it on the sugar... Was the sugar bandit?
Yeah.
Yep, that's it.
Full point.
All right.
Okay. Next one. This one's a sung one. And I'm going to sing the tune to it.
Okay.
Simpson. Homer Simpson.
He's... Homer says it.
Come on, think, Lance. This is such a...
Homer Simpson... I know the end. he's going to hit a chestnut tree.
Yeah, what's in between?
Oh, that? Come on.
What's in between? That's the full quote.
I can't remember that part. I've got the CD and I've got the song. I don't know.
I thought you were really good at the song.
Oh, no, I can't remember. What is it?
He's the greatest guy in history.
Oh, I was going to say he's the happiest he can be, but I'm like, that's not right.
Now, from the town of Springfield,
he's about to hit a chestnut tree.
I'm going to give you a quarter point for that.
Yes, quarter points.
Just one. That's it.
One ding.
One ding. Okay, this is the last quote before we go into the bonus questions.
Okay, I really need these bonus questions.
I have 3 kids and no money.
Okay. Homer?
Yes, it is Homer.
Correct. All right.
Yeah, that's it. You're going to get like a 10% of a point for that because most of these are Homer. But what did you say for that? I have 3 kids and no money.
I don't know, man. That's a really hard one.
Okay, it's from an early, early season.
I have 3 kids and no money. I don't know, man. Really? That's not a quotable quote.
The quote is, I know this quote. I remember this one. I have 3 kids and no money. Why can't I have no kids and 3 money? Yeah, 10% of a point for that. Here
we go. Why can't I have 3 money? 10% of a point. Yeah. Ding. Okay, bonus questions.
Bonus questions. Okay. Now, this one is, I feel like these are pretty easy. Okay.
Okay.
Here we go. What is the drawing that Kirk Van Houten is trying to draw in the game of Pictionary?
Dignity.
Wow, that was quick. That was really fucking quick. I have even more to the question, but anyway.
To be honest, that has been like a bit of a meme recently.
Has it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, right.
Dignity meme.
I've been out of the loop of the Simpsons memes.
Oh, man, with the memes.
Disappointing. Okay, here we go. Next one. What is the rhyme that Flanders recites to remember the difference between cider and apple juice?
Okay. When it's brown, okay. When it's green and yellow, you got juice there,
fella. Green and yellow.
When it's yellow, something. If it's sour and brown, you're in cider town. Oh, what is it? If it's something in yellow, you got juice there, fella. If it's brown. Oh, if it's sour and brown, you're in cider town. If it's something and something yellow, fella.
You're nearly there.
Oh, come on. If it's something in yellow, if it's tangy and yellow.
Oh, you've done it around the wrong way.
Oh, Lance. Okay. If it's brown, if it's sour and yellow, you got juice there, fella. If it's tangy and brown, you're in cider town.
Let's see if you're right, Lance.
If God didn't make little green apples, it's Homer Simpson. How long have you been here?
20 of the suckiest minutes of my life.
Oh, sucking down the cider, huh? Hey, word to the wise. Season pass. Pay for itself after the 16th visit. Most people don't know the difference between apple cider and apple juice, but I do. Now, here's a little trick to help you remember. If it's clear and yellow, you've got juice there, fella. If it's tangy and brown, you're in cider town. Now, there's 2 exceptions.
There you go. You can stay, but I'm leaving.
Classic quotes from The Simpsons.
Oh, man. It pays itself off after the 16th visit. You would visit something 16 times.
Jeez. Oh, you're going to love it. I'll give you a 75% of a point for that one.
Okay, what am I on?
No idea.
3.5.
Yeah, 3.5, sure.
Okay.
Last question. This one's a pretty easy one.
Hit me up.
What animal does Bart bring to Australia that inadvertently ends up destroying our ecosystem?
Ooh. It's a frog.
Ooh.
Toad. It's a toad. It's a toad. Brings a toad.
It's a toad.
That's it. He brings a toad.
Yeah, all right.
Yay! Yay. So I pass.
Yeah, all right.
50% rate.
50, yeah. I thought you'd do better on that one, actually.
Those were hard, man.
Yeah.
Those were really, really hard.
I amped it up a little bit. Yeah.
Okay.
No, not too bad.
Time for... I want to be a producer. Everyone's... Well, not everyone. Some people's favorite segments.
No one's favorite segments. I feel like people... that still listen to this podcast, which is very few people, probably get to this segment and just like, well,
You know what?
It's been a good run. We got past the Simpsons quiz. Now I'm done.
Let's leave it there.
Yep.
Okay. Here we go.
Okay. So just for people that don't usually listen to this, Lindsay pitches me a movie idea. I'm a movie producer in this hypothetical.
Yeah.
And I give you a score out of A, B, C, or D.
Yeah, or A, B, C, or D, or you'll give me the money to make it.
I'll tell you how much money I'll give you to make it.
So far, we've had...
We've had an E minus score, I think, at some point. And I think I
was
told
that
you...
four Kevins that make lemon juice?
Yeah.
That's my favorite. It's so good.
Yeah. And I, at one point, I think I said I'd give you minus $100 million to make the film. Basically, I would pay you $100 million to not make it.
And where jokes replace currency, that was a good one, too.
Yeah. Well, let's
see. Okay, here we go.
Let's see if this one's a winner, shall we?
Okay. Hear me out. Okay. Prank channels and videos do quite well on YouTube.
Oh, yes. That was a bit of a phase a while ago. They still do, I guess.
They draw a big crowd, and people love a good prank. They seem to hate pranksters, but you know that's here and all there. But what I'm introducing to you today, Michael, is possibly a prank movie.
A prank movie. Right. Okay.
Now, we're going to prank someone. It's going to be a long prank. And then... maybe the last quarter of the film could either be really inspiring or just chaos / reality.
Okay, right. Okay. So this is real life.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Now, what I'm going to propose to you is it's going to be a big statement, but I want to emphasize that stranger things have been done. Mm-hmm. So take a deep breath. Follow me down this adventure of thought. Just here we go.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Here we go.
Follow Lindsay down this adventure of thought.
We convince Wayne the Rock Johnson.
I'm liking where this is going. Yeah, okay.
That he's a massive deal in Japan. And to be fair...
I think he already is.
He probably is. But we tell him that he's such a big star that they want him to give up his life in Hollywood to go over and live in Japan and become a sumo wrestler.
Right.
So he's going to have to put on a lot of weight.
A sumo wrestler.
A sumo wrestler. The Rock has to become a sumo wrestler. He has to give up his life of fitness and all that kind of stuff. Baywatch.
What makes you think that he would agree to that?
I think he would. I think he'd be up for the challenge. I think
he loves life. He's literally the most ripped person in the world. You reckon he's going to give up his life and then put on as much the weight
as possible? Okay. Hang on. Just let me get to the rest of the idea. So we tell him we're going to pay him this huge amount of money. And promise him that he'll lose all the weight afterwards.
This is fraud. This is... Okay, yeah.
Okay, it'd be a great life and career-defining moment. And that's what we tell him.
Right,
okay. We tell him that. So, we do this documentary through his transition. Eating big bowls of ramen, bento bowls, eating an entire tuna fish from the fish markets. It'll be great. You know, he takes on a whole new meaning of The Rock. He just becomes this big fat
dude. He looks like an actual rock.
Yeah.
Right, okay, yeah.
We follow him through his journey to the very top. And then he starts competing in sumo games and he just fights his ways. Now, he's in the finals and he's really worked hard, okay? And it's a cliffhanger moment, night before the finals. And at this point, we've built him up for a whole year now. We've been following him for a year.
Wait, you think he can put on that amount of weight to become a sumo wrestler in a year?
Yeah, and climb to the top. I think, you know, and we've been following him for a while. So
okay, I'm going to wait till you get to the end of this pitch before I point out all of the numerous problems.
Hey, whoa. Yeah. Give this
I'm
going to
write them down as
well. Give this a chance. Give it a chance.
I'm not going to give it a chance.
Be open-minded. Shit, it's your job. Stranger
My job is to be closed-minded about movies.
Stranger films have been made and been successes.
So far, I'm not... It's already way too strange.
Okay. So we tell him this whole... And we tell him on the night of that this whole thing has been a prank. That there is no money or women or actual movie.
Okay, right.
But there is. We've got a documentary, but we tell him there isn't. And that's what we tell him. Now, from here, the following year, we've been heavily invested. He's been heavily invested in winning. And he's been working off these guidelines that this is going to be a movie, which it hasn't been. It's been a documentary. And this where it could split two ways.
Right.
Okay. This is what could happen.
Mm-hmm.
The Rock cries a single tear. It rolls slowly down his chubby big face. He looks up at the heavens and tells us, it does not matter, as his heart is now in the ring now, and that all that matters is the fight. He leaves and goes and rests for the fight. Mm-hmm. The next day, we film the most amazing, passionate Rock you've ever seen. He's not acting
and
anymore.
Fat.
No, yeah, in fact, he's not acting anymore. He's the real Rock we've always wanted, that WWE couldn't bring out. We brought it out. He's no longer an outer. We've made him into the warrior, and he fights with such vigor and passion. We record him winning, and we get the post-match. We get all the footage together from the previous year, and we put it together, and we make a film about him taking on the title ship for being a sumo in Japan, and we call it Stone Cold.
Why would you call it Stone Cold?
Because it's funny.
Because it's funny, because it's another wrestler's name.
Because you're also like the Rock Stone.
Because that's another prank as well. Because we're going to make the movie about you, but we're gonna put it under someone else's name.
It would be kind of funny.
Okay, yeah. So
okay. The other option.
Right.
We tell him. And we tell him it's a prank.
Yeah.
And he goes, ape shit. He's fucking tears.
So there's...
Hang
so-
on, wait, hear me out. Hear me out. He tears Tokyo apart. And...
He turns into Godzilla, basically.
We film it, and he becomes, in some ways, like a Godzilla destroying Tokyo. And in some ways, it would really kind of close the gap for American audiences, because then it comes like a good Godzilla film. Because America hasn't had a good Godzilla film ever. So if we kind of whitewash Godzilla into The Rock, a fat, chubby Rock, I think people, American audiences, would really love that. So either option... breaks a Rock out of his comfort zone and sees him as a real person with real energy either way. And this movie would probably take $1,000 to make. So we won't be paying the Rock. So it'll be
you
a hell of a lot cheaper.
You think he's going to take $1,000?
No, he won't take it. We'll take it. We're not paying him.
No, but you think making the movie would make... it would take $1,000.
Okay, maybe $2,000. But...
oh, right, yeah. Okay, just $2,000.
Okay, so those are the ideas. We want The Rock. We're going to convince The Rock that he's...
Yeah, no, I heard it from the
okay.
start. Yeah, yeah.
What
no,
do you, what do you
what
think?
You said.
So it's going to be true just passion, true energy.
Before we get onto the...
You can't make this shit up. He's going to be a real person out there.
Well, you can make the shit up. You just made it up.
Well, I didn't make... Well, it could be real. Well, if you get your dollars in your bank account and give it to me, I can make this a reality.
Okay,
I know the people who can put this together.
Great. Okay. Before we move on to the what's wrong with the movie, first off, I think we should stop doing this segment because it makes it sound like you're going legitimately mental. Because I don't know who comes up with these types of concepts, but they're getting crazier and crazier.
I thought I stepped back the other week.
This is what happens in your mind. That The Rock, when he finds out that he's been duped out of the most amount of money he's ever made.
But then he's super fat.
Yeah, and he's super fat. That he is going to say, he's going to cry single tear, and then he's going to say, no, this is my true calling, and then he's going to fight and win.
I think it would be amazing.
Yeah, that would be great. But but that's not reality. That's the absolute ramblings of a madman. Okay? That's what that is. Because the main thing he would do, these are the two options. So you've got your two options. These are my two options.
Okay.
If we're talking about reality here. The first thing, which is the most likely thing, is that if he gains enough of weight during 1 year to become a sumo wrestler, he will die. He will actually die. Like, his heart will probably stop.
Okay.
Yeah, because you realize that most sumo wrestlers, their life expectancy is around about 35 to 40 years old.
Whoa, really?
Yes. Because they're so fat. Because, obviously, it's super unhealthy.
They are true legends.
They aren't. No, it's a terrible thing. Because they're dying young. They're dying in 5 years' time, you die. Are you still a legend?
But they're doing it for our entertainment.
We don't even watch sumo wrestling.
I know. I feel so bad. I feel like I should watch it now.
Anyway. Okay. So
okay. He would die.
This is
okay,
the second
Rock
option.
Would die.
He makes it through by some kind of grace of God. He doesn't die by putting on a massive amount of weight, like a ridiculous amount of weight, and eating the worst food imaginable. He gets to the end, and you tell him that he's getting no money, he is fat for no reason, and he's in the middle of Japan for no reason, and you've done it to him.
Yeah.
He kills you.
Yeah.
Or the person telling him, and then he sues you for so much more money that you would have given him. And he goes back to himself being The Rock, and it, none of it ever sees the light of day.
Yeah, that could happen. That could happen, but I feel like the other two options are also a likely contender.
Oh, great. Well,
I think we're just splitting hairs here. I think it could be those things, or it could be my thing. So I don't know. Like I'm open to either one happening. It's really, whatever happens, we film, and then we make a blockbuster film about it.
If all of it takes is $1,000 to see you get killed by The Rock and sued, I would pay it. But that's just coming from me, a snitch. That's not coming from the movie producer.
Oh, what would movie producer snitch say?
Movie producer would say, get out of this fucking office because you're throwing shit at the walls. You crazy madman.
Okay.
I'm giving that an A-. Actually, no, I'm giving it a less. I'm giving it an F.
Jeez. Okay.
Because it went from a reality show into make-believe very quickly. You're not even in the... You've jumped across genres.
Yeah, but that's what's kind of cool. We're breaking those things. Why should movies be genres? Why should they?
Yeah.
We can break those genres.
Well, mate, you go right ahead. But unfortunately, the backing for this movie is not going to be coming from me.
Okay, I'll try and call The Rock. I'm going to tweet The Rock.
Yeah, I'll let him know.
I got this great idea.
It's great that Twitter has made it longer than 48 characters now, because you're going to need a few more to get that idea.
Can't I do like a few posts? Yeah, sure. I'm going to do that.
I'm glad you thought this through.
I'm going to contact The Rock's and his agent and say, guys, career defining moment.
Here we go. You thought that the career defining moment was being in the WWE and then making the transition across to very successful movie making and also being the highest paid movie star in the world. I've got news for you. Because we're about to fatten this motherfucker up, send him to Japan, and then tell him he's getting no money. I'm on board.
Okay, there we go. That's all I want.
All right.
Okay, we're going to wrap things up.
Yep. It's been a great day.
Oh, it's been a great day. I'm not fucking covered in sweat.
Yeah.
So I'm like, yeah, I'm loving it. We're going to get some din-dins after this.
Should we rename this Not the Hot Box for the next, 7 months or so?
Oh, yeah. Let's call it the Cooler Bag.
Sure. Cooler Bag's good enough. Good enough for me.
Okay. Until next time.
Put a fork in us.
We're done.